All right. This recording is for the Writers Underground, particularly for Jeffrey Edwards and Heather Fester, with whom I've been collaborating on the Quantum and Field Poetics project for the Gene Gebser Conference first, and then for the Mutations Anthology that Revelor Press, Jeremy Johnson, and Jen Zart are putting together. And this piece, this poem, is called Quantum Petal, which is a play on the name of the overall composition, the composite that Jeffrey, Heather, and I have been working on, which is called Quantum Flower. So this is called Quantum Petal. And in parentheses, I add a minor gesture, which is a reference to the book by Erin Manning, which we all read together. In addition, this recording is particularly for Mary Thaler, who engaged with me on the forum about an earlier incarnation of this piece, which was completely different. It involved this harebrained business idea for these magical sunglasses that I envisioned. And actually, I still love that idea, and I'm going to, and I am continuing to play with it and develop it. It just couldn't work, or it didn't work, or wasn't working with this collaboration that I was engaged in with Heather and Jeffrey. And so as I was trying to make something work, because the vision had so inspired me and so elevated my mood, my feeling, and seemed to be such a gift of the collaboration itself, because I had the vision for the sunglasses the day after the Gebser conference, and you know, in the afterglow of our presentation there, and so it seemed natural that I might want to develop that as a story or as some kind of a experimental poetic piece for this submission to the anthology. But that didn't work out. It just fell apart in all kinds of ways. In that painful process, I came to a different focus, a different way of expressing the field, of attuning to the space. I don't know what to call it, really. I mean, that was the purpose of writing the poem, is in some way to give voice or give expression or articulate what the underlying layers of experience, one possibility of an underlying layer of experience that this field that Heather, Jeffrey, and I participated in and co-created itself, and manifestation of manifold more fields. This is one petal of experience that I'm able to share. And where are we when we are in the beast? Very few want to talk about the overwhelming reality of the relentless divine, how every moment forces its crisis, eventually writing on our walls. The massacres we learn about through bleeding glass, the face of God one smashes into on a city street. Red wheels of fire and purple revelations of crayon scribblings. Sick green dragons of little things swirling in particle accelerators for science and prophecy versus the natural languor that comes in coded language, the ellipsis of our lips. And how many years did you say we have before irreversible? And how many species, mass extinction, holy event, horizon? And then what happens? Oh, well, I guess. God creates. Evolution curates. I try to be funny. In the room, all the sexes, genders, and identities come and go. When in truth, your body or mine, I fall. In unspeakable words with the terror in your eyes. I'm a bubble on their sweet blue breath of neon candy. I fall through the subtle scent of absence in your descent. The mere crescent in leaf yellow of sly emergency. Our shared shard of the gift through a rift in my complacency, rotting orange, where I think and I burst, there is never enough time. And I just want to say, fuck, 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 fuck. Then come back for more.